Hello, and welcome to Insightful Happenings, the podcast, with Lynette Elizabeth Corston. Lynette is an accomplished astrologer, Reiki master teacher, and spiritual medium. She travels extensively and is a frequent speaker and participant in workshops and conventions nationwide. We thank you for taking the time to listen and hope the program will be of benefit to you. Now, here's Lynette.
Welcome to Insightful Happenings, the podcast, with Lynette Elizabeth Corston. I have a very special guest, Scott Wolfram, and he is a fellow astrologer and very, very knowledgeable in a science of astrology that is going to be really fun to discuss. Welcome, Scott.
Well, thank you, Lynette, for having me on.
And Scott, you and I have done some TV shows together, and we've been working with astrology with different NCGR groups, and which are national groups and organizations around the country, basically around the world, that teach, and we learn a lot from different speakers coming in through the NCGR. And actually, Scott and I went to high school together.
We came from the same neighborhood, so to speak, here in Milwaukee.
So, Scott, you have a lot of information, a little technical, but very much worthwhile to help people. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to discuss a little bit of that with you. We can get right into the whole art of astrocartography, geodetic, local space. Mm-hmm. What does all that mean?
Well, really, what those three names are three different systems in the astrology of location, which I call mapping the soul's journey. So if you think about a birth chart, when we think about astrology and a horoscope, a birth chart is the picture of the planets, and the way that they interact reveals the core themes that somebody experiences throughout the course of their life. And as an astrologer, we know that some planets become more prominent or more important than others, and the science and art of astrology is understanding that. But we can then take that same birth chart and those same prominent planets, and we can project them through these three mapping systems, astrocartography, geodetic, and local space, to understand and identify where the most important locations are for an individual in their life. In effect, where their birth chart comes to life, where they can find that the energies of the birth chart are revealed for them so they can experience life in a more full and vibrant way.
That is so important. And Scott, I'm wondering, is this your own system that you have developed, or have other astrologers throughout the years developed the astrocartography system or the geodetic? And it's cyberspace, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And astrocartography is probably the best well-known system. And it was really developed or championed by Jim Lewis, who really brought it forward to the world and made it well known. And other people have worked with geodetics and local space over long periods of time, but it's really only in the last few years with computer programs that we have that we can now really quickly pull the mapping systems up and look at them together and explore them on an easy basis for our clients.
So Scott, I know you do, and I do in a very small way. You are more the expert in the relocation and the astrocartography, but I have a simple program that if I do little travels, I like to go in and find out what planets are involved in that. And tonight we are going to be talking a little more extensively as far as the relationship of the planets as to why people are going different places, or where maybe they should move for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I just got back from San Francisco. I was at a large conference, and it went very, very well. I made a lot of connections and did some lectures, did some workshops, and part of the reason is I have a Mercury line going through Northern California.
That's correct.
All the way into Hawaii. So I feel comfortable out there. I'm a little chatty Cathy when I get in that environment because it has a lot to do with what I'm knowledgeable about and what I have passion for. Mm-hmm. So a Mercury line certainly brings out the communication.
Well, one of the cool things about astrology of location is wherever the energy of the planets are focused, the quality of that planet becomes more prominent in you. And actually, when we look at your birth chart, Mercury is not only the ruler of your entire chart, because you have a Virgo rising, Mercury is the ruler of Virgo, so that Mercury rules your entire chart, your entire personal expression, but it's also the ruler of your south node, which means that Mercury is connected to how you've developed yourself in past lifetimes. So it's very closely connected to what you've already developed, skills that you have and are ready to share with others. But you don't have one Mercury line around San Francisco. You have three. Each of the three systems has a Mercury line that goes in the area of San Francisco. In astrocartography, it's the Mercury ascendant. In the geodetic map, it's the Mercury descendant. And local space Mercury also goes there. So this is a place where the three systems say you're naturally drawn to share what you've developed in the past and to communicate it and share it with others.
That is fascinating. When I look at the transits, what's going on in the heavens, but also using what we call a progress chart, mm-hmm. when I calculated the progress chart and the progress moon, where the moon travels every 2.5 years into mm-hmm. each sign, I'm right at the end of the last 3-month cycle of a progress moon in Libra. And one of my favorite subjects is the 27th, 28th, 29th degree in astrology mm-hmm. in all of the 12 signs. And so that 27th, 28th, 29th degree constitutes a healing degree. That is the healing degree.
Okay.
And interesting enough, I thought I was going to San Francisco to do mostly astrology because I'm an astrologer. But I'm also a Reiki master teacher, and I was doing healings on everyone, which is out of the norm for me when I go to these conferences. But because that progress moon, my ruler, is in a healing degree, it was like I was not forced to, but I realized that people needed healing out mm-hmm. there.
Well, Mercury also is connected to healing. You know, when we see the symbol of Mercury, he's always holding that caudicus, that little stem with the signs that we see in a doctor's office. And so the techniques of healing are also connected to Mercury. So that's a really great great thing that you experienced both of those.
Yes, absolutely. And some of the people that I worked with were chiropractors. They were doctors. So there was a mutual happiness going on, mutual reception, I want to say.
It sounds like it was a great time.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. Now, Scott, I know that you have done some extensive travel.
Mm-hmm.
And you being involved in the astrocartography and the geodetic and local space, where is your favorite place to be?
Well, actually, my favorite place to be is in Munich, Germany. And in my astrocartography map, I have a Venus line that goes over Munich, also a Venus line in geodetics, and then a Pluto line in local space. And they all cross basically right over Munich. And for me, my south node and north node, the rulers, the south node is in Taurus, the north node is in Scorpio, which means Venus and Pluto are the two rulers of my past and future. So this is the place where my past and future meet, where the sort of, it's like a crossroads of a meeting of my, where my karmic past comes together and gets evolving to another whole level for this lifetime. And it's just been absolutely fantastic.
And I think about the research that has been done in the esoteric part of the North and South Node, and listening to where yours are, and I see it here in your chart, with your nodes in the Scorpio-Taurus delineation, some research on that I can help you with is, in a past life, Scott, if you believe in it, which
I
most
do.
Of us do,
yeah.
And I know that you do, you had to face different types of addictions, addictions such as food addictions or, money addictions or health addictions. In this lifetime, I feel that going to those places probably helps you either remember it, overcome some of it, or make it disappear.
Well, I think that's very likely to be true. There have been a number of things that have really sort of come together in my life, and a number of chapters have opened very nicely since that point in time.
Very good. And when was the last time that you were in Germany?
We were there last March. We spent a month in Germany a year ago.
I see. Very nice. And so you're planning on going back, aren't you?
We are. We are very definitely planning on going back, hopefully for a little bit longer for the next trip. So probably 2009.
Oh, I see.
In the spring of probably about a year from now.
Wouldn't that be nice to be able to hook up with some of the other international astrology organizations or tours or conferences that we astrologers are always putting on?
Well, that's one of the goals that I have, is to be able to do make some connections and do some speaking while I'm there. And at the same time, because today we have the internet, and we have phone over the internet, voice over internet protocol, that I can still interact with my friends and clients here in the United States while I'm traveling. So it's a really wonderful opportunity.
The beauty of cyberspace.
It's marvelous. It really is.
It connects all of us. It's so Aquarian.
Yeah.
Great. Well, now, Scott, I was sharing with you prior and telling you that I am taking a trip, a cruise, September around the 19th to the 27th type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have my chart and you ran the calculations for astrocartography and geodetic and local space.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about me?
Well, this is really fascinating because, first of all, there are two or three planets that are most important for you: Venus, Mercury, and Neptune. Mercury and Neptune rule your past and your future, and Venus is just a very important planet in your chart. And one of the places that you're going to be going is to, I think, are you going to the Riviera?
Yes, we start off in Barcelona, Spain, and then we travel into the French Riviera and go into Italy. Mm-hmm. And then make the departure again out of Barcelona.
Okay, well, it's going to be a marvelous trip for you, I think, because you have a very wonderful Venus line that really runs right between mm-hmm. Italy and France. It's going to make that whole area be very, very comfortable and very, very nice. And then you also have three wonderful energies that run through from Italy, which is Mercury and Neptune again, but then also a Jupiter line, which gives Mercury and Neptune are very closely connected to this gift that you have to share.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Neptune piece gives it a spiritual quality,
mm-hmm.
but the Jupiter energy brings a quality of blessing and opportunity and good fortune to it. And this energy comes from your geodetic map, and it basically all crosses right over the center of Austria and then drops right down. And I think you mentioned that you have a real close connection to Austria as well.
Yes, I've been there before, and I enjoyed Austria quite a bit. I was thinking at some point I would like to go back into some of the European countries.
Mm-hmm.
So you think Austria would be a good place to revisit?
Anywhere from Austria to southern Germany to anywhere in Italy is really quite wonderful and very potently it makes a very potent connection to the spiritual gifts that you've been developing. When you move to the west and move in Italy up towards Milan or towards the Cinque Terre and then into France, that's much more about just connecting in a very comfortable way, because that's a very strong Venus energy.
Mm-hmm.
You will naturally be more graceful. Whatever's the natural beauty that is within you will come out more easily. It will just sort of naturally flow from you, and other people will therefore see you as being more attractive. You'll just naturally draw people in a really wonderful way, and it makes for a wonderful vacation.
It really does. Oh my gosh, it just sounds great. I'm going to have you do my chart all the time. These are wonderful things. And part of my mission is to get the word out, is to teach people. I like helping people, and so I definitely see with a Jupiter line, getting into the whole spiritual realm will be really kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
sharing values with people, spiritual values, healing values, mm-hmm. and reaching out to a broad diversity of people. There's also another connection in your chart that says that there's some kind of a transformative quality, an initiation-like quality to deeper kinds of mysteries and wonderful types of nurturing mm-hmm. that are connected to your chart. And so I think that that all flows together in a real wonderful way. And you're already doing all that work.
Right. And so I'm just expanding it a little bit outside of our own country. That's great. So this is the type of thing that you like to lecture on, Scott, and this is what you do when you are talking with your clients, amongst other things that go on in a chart also. And I think this is just very, very interesting.
Well, the wonderful thing about it is that it allows us to connect the meaning of the birth chart, the core themes of the birth chart, why life is special at all, and then find the places where it can be actually manifested more easily and more readily. And that's a great combination for people to be able to experience.
Absolutely, especially with people moving around, not always traveling, but people move so much for their family and for business and work.
You know, and it's very, we obviously have much more freedom than we've ever had before. But the other thing that I'll just say about this, which is so interesting, is that we, in some cases, we don't have to actually move to the locations. When we have people that are in businesses that connect with particular locations, we could be, say, here in Milwaukee, and you could choose to do business with people in France, in Italy, in Austria, and you would be very successful at it, because the energies that are there will still draw you in, whether you're here or whether you are actually in those particular locations.
It is interesting. I'm in the process right now of redesigning my website, and I have this gentleman from San Francisco that I'm working with. I haven't quite committed yet, but he's basically helping me and teaching me along the way until we can get this thing up and going. And I never thought it would become, he would be coming from San Francisco. So you're absolutely right with that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting principle of astrology of location. You can go to the energy, or the energies can come to you. So the energies, if they're existing in a particular location, you can go there to feel them, or they can come to you from that location back to where you are.
And I'll share this with you. I was really struggling one day as to which way to go. I did want to make some changes. And right after that struggle is when, just out of the clear blue, this fellow called and offered to help me with rebuilding a website.
Oh, that's what.
So I just must have put the thought out, and they caught it.
Well, and that's once again, Mercury is that communication piece, and the world heard it.
Right. Focus on it, think about it, and silently or vocally, it goes out.
That's right. So absolutely.
It's very strong. That's very neat. Now, where can someone reach you, Scott? I'm going to do a little plug for you.
Well, I appreciate that. My website is travelerswell.com. So it's simply www.travelerswell.com. And my email is scott@travelerswell.com. And if they'd like to give me a call, my office number is 641-233-5024.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of our podcast, too. So they can make sure that they get that. And you have been moving around, Scott. You made a move.
I just recently have. We've been living in Minneapolis for about a decade, and we moved down to Fairfield, Iowa, which is a really, it's a huge move, and it's a very interesting move, because this is the first time that we've not lived in a major metropolitan area. I've lived in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in Milwaukee, and Minneapolis. And so this, now we're living in a city of 10,000 people. And it's a wonderful little town. It's the home of the school of the Maharishi.
Oh,
and so 5,000 of the citizens, of the 50% of the population, are meditators that have come from all over the world. And as a result of that, it's got a really great both international energy, but also just a really cool vibration. There's a very intentional quality to the community there. And for me, the energies are quite wonderful there in terms of my astrology of location maps. It's a wonderful location.
And so you were talking earlier about the north and south node. You can go ahead and explain that, Scott, the nodes, because a lot of people wouldn't know what a node is.
Well, the nodes, yeah, that's a really important question. And while they've been known for millennia, really the nodes of the moon are kind of a mystery to most of us because they're not real things. They're simply the places where the orbit of the Earth and the orbit of the moon intersect one another. Mm-hmm. And there's one spot that's moving south and one spot that's moving north. And the south node of the moon is really connected to our karmic past. What are the qualities that we've developed over many, many lifetimes? And what are we bringing into this life? And because we've been working on these for so many past lifetimes, they become very well known to us. They're like a pair of really comfortable old shoes. They fit us well at this point. We feel very secure in them. So when people are feeling any stress in their lives, they tend to return to the qualities of their south node. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the north node of the moon is the energy of what we're trying to become. What is the next stage of our soul's journey, our dharma, or our highest potential? And because the south and north nodes are in opposite signs, they have a common theme to those two signs, but they're looking at that same energy being expressed in a new way. So the north node wants us to learn new responses to life, to develop new skills and new ways of being, and a broader and more complete and whole way of feeling about what our identity is and of being secure within ourselves.
And I'm just looking at your charts, Scott, and I see that your north node is in the fourth house, mm-hmm. in the astrology chart, and of course your 10th house would carry the south node.
Yes.
And so your last move, do you look at the nodes and maybe the transits to those, or do you specifically go to your relocation chart as to where the lines are going to be for your next move?
Well, in this particular case, the nodes of the moon were not prominent, although there are many, many cases where the energy of the nodes are very, very important in terms of actually becoming destiny locations. That is actually more common in the geodetic map than in astral cartography, and also actually in local space mapping. The nodes become very, very important. And at the same time, in this particular situation, the nodes were not prominent for me. What is connected here is in the fourth house, my north node is saying, transform your inner identity, spend more time inside, spend more time being quiet. And so this is one of the parts of moving to a smaller town and to a smaller place, is to having more of an opportunity to settle down and do that north node work.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Yes, this is, it's amazing, the feeling and the connection when you know you are in your north or south node. You mentioned just the idea of the nodes in relation to the travel and when the nodes connect up, and that certain feeling when you know you've been here before, or you just feel so comfortable. How could you feel so comfortable? You don't even feel comfortable in your home half the time.
That's right.
In certain ways. And where that is just all part of the chart.
Mm-hmm.
So people tell me as of lately, they don't even feel comfortable in their homes. And I find that very interesting with all of the different big planetary transits that are going on in the heavens right now, Pluto and Saturn. So, but they should now that everything is moving very slowly out of retrograde motions, for an example, Pluto and Saturn. So mm-hmm. things should start to pick up a little bit.
So one of the things when we were chatting before tonight was that you had never been to the Far East, but
right.
that you sort of had somewhat of a draw and a connection, somehow a yearning to sort of go there. And one of the places that really looks, I'll just say, one of the places that looks to be a really wonderful place for you is Japan. And Japan will likely be, quite frankly, a very powerful place. and yet a place that will feel very much like home for you.
That is so fascinating that you mentioned Japan. Being a Reiki master teacher, the energy and the knowledge from Dr. Usui, he is the founder of Reiki, is in Japan. That is where Dr. Usui lived, and that is where he taught Reiki before his passing. So I had no idea that Japan showed up astrologically, but I did have a desire to go there in a healing capacity because of the energy belonging to Dr. Usui.
Well,
it's fascinating.
This is where it gets very interesting. You can actually start to look at these things in a very literal manner sometimes, but you have a sun energy that goes through Japan that is really connected to helping you feel comfortable, like some part about your heritage is there that is connected to your purpose in life. The sun reflects our purpose in life, but also where we shine. And this is an energy that is connected to your personal heritage. And at the same time, the geodetic map has a Pluto energy that is on the midheaven. And this is really a great Pluto energy. Pluto's energies are always transformative, but this would suggest that something you would pick up from Japan would transform your social image, would transform your career. It's a midheaven energy, so all of that energy relates to both your career and also to the way you are seen by society, what your place in life is. And so that's a really cool connection.
That's a very cool connection. I definitely need to go there.
Yeah.
And maybe I will find components of the missing links to Reiki.
Yeah, you very well might. And I'll just say that there's one other place that you might then take that. Pretty much if you go straight south from Tokyo, you go right through to Melbourne in Australia. And Melbourne is a unique place for you because basically all three systems point very directly to Melbourne. In fact, some of the same energies that take place in Italy and in Austria take place in Melbourne. So there's a strong similarity in the quality of those energies. And this also because in the local space map, we have your north node will be going through that area. It tends to be one of these places where when we go there, our destiny unfolds at a new level.
And is that the Venus line?
Well, there are Venus energies that go through Melbourne, Pluto energies, Jupiter energies, again, Neptune, and then is actually the north node line from local space. So there are about seven different energies of the lines that are coming through here. And I call that a crossroads. It's one of these places where the energies of multiple planets cross in one spot, sort of marking it off like a treasure map. X marks the spot. And when you find that X marks the spot with good energies, with energies that are supportive of what you're trying to accomplish, they become some of the most important locations that you can find. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if you would find yourself taking what you've learned and presenting it in Australia, in Melbourne at some time.
I was just thinking that at some point there's going to be a conference or something going on down there that I would make that huge trip and go and help and find myself. And
when the conference comes, it will actually, in most cases, when people go to a crossroads location, when they're drawn there, when the transit comes that pulls you there, what will tend to happen is that a whole new chapter of your life will start as the result of making that trip and experiencing the transit in the spot where it's most potently focused.
That's amazing. Does it happen that way for you too, Scott, that life, it gets very hectic, very busy, and then you get another boost, and it's like you don't even think you can handle another transition?
Well, you do, and at the same time, sometimes there's almost a compelling nature that says, I know I've got to go do this. And so when the big transits come, they very often trigger these things. And, you know, sometimes that those energies get quite powerful. They get quite intense. They put a lot of demands on us.
I always say to myself and people, I'm getting pushed around. You're getting pushed around. by either spirit or the planets.
That's right.
Maybe both. Oh, that's fascinating. Well, that really is so helpful, Scott. Thank you very much for looking at all of this. I can see that people really should be contacting you and getting some of this information, because people are moving around and they're traveling and spending all kinds of money, and travel these days is not the easiest anymore. Mm-hmm. They really do need to figure out why and where they should be going.
Well, not only that, I'll just add one other piece to what I do, is that we start with the birth chart. We identify the core themes. We find the best places where those themes take place. But then people all very often have a big question, which is, how do I get there? How do I find a job to get there? When do I move? And very often, what is also a part of the service that I provide is helping them time out the best times to take action to find that job. When will their actions and their efforts be most successful? And that really becomes one of the big keys. And so we ultimately get to work with all these different dimensions of astrology and pull it all together into one nice, wonderful little box. And
it is fun when they actually move, or they take the action that you propose to them.
I love that. I love getting, I get messages from people who have moved to New Zealand, to Spain, across the country in the United States, or sometimes just across a state line. But it's really wonderful to get those messages back from people.
Right, because let's face it, any change that people make, if they're moving their families and they're leaving their friends and whatnot, it needs to be easy. The transition needs to be easy.
That's right.
So
you've got that right.
That's great. So one more time, Scott, where can someone reach you?
They can reach me at scott@travelerswell.com, or they can just go to my website. I have a number of different articles and newsletters out on all the different kinds of work that I do at www.travelerswell.com.
Very good. Thank you so much, Scott, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the podcast with Lynette Elizabeth Corsten.
Thanks for listening to Insightful Happenings, the podcast with Lynette Elizabeth Corsten. For more information, please email Lynette at thenextages@hotmail.com. That's thenextages@hotmail.com. Or visit her website at futuresandfashions.com. futuresandfashions.com. We hope you enjoyed the program and join us next time. Thank you for listening.